Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
We're actually Alice-less today, but we are not guest-less in the studio, and I'm very excited to be chatting to some of the crew from Fleshies 2.0. Would you like to introduce yourselves to the listeners and your role in Fleshies as well?
Kia ora, I'm Carla, and I am part of the ensemble for Fleshies.
Kia ora, I'm Bryony, and I am the director of Fleshies.
Excellent. Now, what is Fleshies? And the 2.0, you know, this is not the first time that Fleshies has come to the theatre. What's it all about? How did it come about as well?
Well, I'm going to say 3 years ago now, Alice Kirker came to me and said, "Hey, would you like to do a piece about fat people?" And I was like, sure, but what I'm interested in is more than just fat people. It's right. All bodies and representing as many people as possible on stage. That's what I'm about. And she was like, okay, let's talk more about that. And then we came up with the name Fleshies, and we got an ensemble together, and we just devised this huge show about bodies and how weird and wonderful we all are, no matter what colour, race, religion, gender, all of it. Yeah, so we came together and did that with a wide range of ages, and then we got approached after we'd finished that this year by ATC Here and Now Festival, saying we watched your show in 2018 and we loved it, and we think that it's really important for the younger generation to be accepted in that way and have a play around in that way. So how about you do it for us? And that made the show become about 15 to 25 year olds. So we basically got together, we had auditions, and we got together an amazing group of people of 15 to 25, and it's kind of become more acute now, because being that age range, we get a different voice which isn't normally heard, and it's just very it's very special.
I think there's something as well about when you're in that age range, I think that, you know, your body and how you inhabit the world never stops being a context for you as a person, but there is a particular kind of weight that you feel as a young person, kind of trying to navigate all of that, work out who you are, all of those big sort of existential questions, and navigate, you know, what it means to be a body in the world, whatever your body looks like.
Yeah.
And I've always loved about Fleshies, just the name is so joyful and playful and fun, and I think it kind of sets up a really good premise for what you're kind of going to be walking into. It's confronting, but it has got this like love that underpins the whole thing. How was it for you being involved in this as a performer? How was the process of creating for this, Carla?
Well, devising is always, I find, really fun, but it's very hard because you're constantly making things and failing and like creating rubbish and creating gems and trying to figure out which of those you want to keep and put in. The process has been really cool, spending time with all the different age groups. I don't know the last time that I hung around with so many people still in high school. But it's so refreshing, like, to see where they're at now and compare that to what I was like, and I get reminded about all the things that I was experiencing at that age, and how something like this would have actually really helped me to, I don't know, to take things less seriously. I think Fleshies brings this kind of dual tone of a seriousness and like really respecting your body and for what it's worth and what it can do for you, and then also just like playful, silly joy. And just, being able to shake your butt or something, you know?
And I wanted to ask you a little bit more about how this process has been for you, because you've, you know, done this a couple of times now, and you've mentioned a little bit about the difference of working with people of a younger age group and stuff, but what are some of these kind of like narratives that you feel come out of this process? Because it must be quite like a nice thing to have a group of people in, you know, safe space is a word we throw around all the time in the arts now, but in a safe environment to explore these ideas, which can be quite, you know, heavy for people to carry for themselves. What's that been like for you as a director and as someone sort of facilitating this theatre making?
Well, to be honest, I was quite apprehensive to go into this process because I haven't worked with many young people before, and I was excited but nervous. But it was just like, they just yeah, they just can be as silly, and I can be as silly, and yeah. I can be myself, and it's just, there's just no, like, there's no ego in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
There wasn't with the Last Fleshies either, don't get me wrong, there was none there either, and that was a premise that we kind of went for too. But yeah, just no ego, and just everyone wants to be there and have fun. And I guess to take from that, it's just like, what it is it's such a, like Carla was saying, it's so joyful.
Yeah.
And it's taking the piss, can I say that?
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can.
You know, but like, it's not about, don't worry, like, Fleshies also can, you can think, oh, am I going in to see a naked show? No, not at all. Not at all. And it's not like confronting in a way that you'll come out feeling like, you'll feel accepted. You'll like your body is great and weird and wonderful, like we portray it on stage. Like, it's just to kind of, take the mickey out of what we are as humans and just roll with the punches. But also, it has a lot of heart. Like, these kids have brought their own poetry and stories and opened their hearts up to this piece of work, and I can't be more proud, honestly. It's just been such a joyful experience.
What are both of your sort of backgrounds in theatre making and art making, and how does it feel, I guess, taking your own experiences and moving them into this project at the moment? What was that like for you, Carla?
Well, I have my degree in acting, and it's really nice being able to, like, come into a room with that experience and share that with the younger cast, and just kind of have more of a control. Rather, I think when I was younger, I would have been like, what's going on? What's happening?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's been really beneficial, I think, for me. And also just with, you know, the whole of last year, it's just nice to get back in the thick of things.
Oh, hard out. Yeah, yeah.
And actually use the skills I've got.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
How about for you, Bryony? What's sort of been your route to this point?
A long one. So I finished drama school in 2007 at Toy Fakati, and I learned a lot there, and I met a lot of wonderful people. And then from there, I kind of worked in Wellington for a while on various projects, mostly theatre, but a lot of screen for the UK as well, because I have this dodgy accent going on. So they utilised that quite a bit.
Excellent.
Down there. And then I moved to Auckland because that's where the work was, and I found it quite difficult at first, but I'm, you know, slowly getting into the groove of things. And then after over this year, I decided to try a bit of directing, and I've felt like I've tried to find a different voice to articulate the way to bring out acting in other people, which has been extremely satisfying for me, especially through this work. Finding your own voice within theatre is quite an achievement, I think.
Yeah, it's a rocky road to get there.
Yeah.
It must be quite a special thing when you do feel like you've hit a spot where you're like, this is the groove I'm enjoying.
Yeah, but most of all, I guess empowering myself and empowering other people is a real... It's a nice thing.
Yeah, it's a joy. Joy is the word of the morning today, I feel. So we can expect a bit of poetry, a little bit of, you know, bearing your soul kind of moments in Fleshies. What else can we expect from the actual show? What's it kind of a Fleshies setup look like?
Very colourful. Oh, geez, there's a lot going on. Lots of, like, again, that silly energy, exploring, like, the shapes and stuff that your body can make.
Clowning. A lot of clowning.
Yeah.
Cool. A lot of things that you will never have seen before, or, like, you know, like, there's a, for instance, there's, like, a boarding school setup where people have to use their knees correctly, and Carla is the headmistress of that. And they just talk by saying knees. So that's quite a fun one to
Excellent.
Do. And then there's also, like, a body orchestra. there's birthday bums. I'll leave that to your imagination.
Amazing.
But it's a lot of silliness and a lot of laughter, and it is just about bringing that word joy to what has been a crazy couple of years.
It has been, yeah.
So it's just about, making people laugh and also making people cry a little bit.
A little bit.
Just
a little
to
bit
make
of a
those feels
good.
Come out, you know?
Oh, yeah, you need that.
Yeah. So it's got better. I like work like that can make me feel all the feels in one go.
Definitely.
And I guarantee Fleshies will do that for you.
It feels very full circle. Like the whole, like, using your body to tell a story, but the story is telling about your bodies.
Heart out. Yeah, yeah. That's a really awesome thing. It sounds like, I mean, people who've ever been to Fleshies before will already know that you're in for a great ride. But if people want to head along, when do you kick off? Where do they go? What's the ticket deal? Basement Theatre?
We actually kicked off on Friday last week. So we've got 3 more shows left.
Awesome.
Wednesday at 6:30, Thursday at 8:30, and Friday at 8:30.
So getting quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And it's at the Basement, so, you know, it's welcoming and wonderful and, yeah, get a drink, have a good laugh.
Exactly. Hey, Carla Newton and Bryony Skillington, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's been a pleasure to chat about Fleshies 2.0. We'll see you in the theatre.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.